Undercover Greg is back on the microphone and on the internet talking with Executive Director of ArtSpark Texas, Celia Hughes. We go back a long ways. So just as a disclaimer and full disclosure, KOP and myself as an individual have a long-standing relationship with your organization, and we're very fond of it and the work it does for our community. I wanted to just bring up my sense of what's gone on with your organization over the last year and a half to 2 years, and that is a loss of a dear staff member, also a name change to ArtSpark Texas, and of course now the pandemic. So Celia, if you could just kind of walk us through where you came from and how you got to where you are now, and try to touch base with those three topics.
Well, thanks, Greg, for having me on. I'm really delighted to speak with you and to talk a little bit about my first love, which is ArtSpark Texas, the organization that I lead. And we started out as VSA Arts of Texas. Some people may remember that. And then have gone through a series of changes and began the journey probably 3 years ago, thinking about changing our name. And so we did a lot of work around it and surveyed a lot of the people that we work with, our artists, our partners, our donors, to really sort of find from them what they found value in the services that we provide. And that really began me on a journey, internal and organizationally, to look at our organization and see how do we fit into the cultural map of Austin and of Texas, and how do we best serve and work alongside the people that we do work with. We are an arts organization first and a disability organization second, but they really go hand in hand. All of our folks that we work with have some form of a disability, but we don't ask them to disclose. So anyone who wants to join our happy family is welcome. And we work in all disciplines. So April, who you mentioned, is our artworks director, April Sullivan, and she curates all of our exhibits that we do. She also leads up our veteran program. We're very proud of a program that we started 10 years ago, serving veterans, which is exhibits and writing classes. And we, in October and November of 2019, co-produced a citywide festival called the Austin Veteran Arts Festival, which was an April curated 17 exhibits all over town of 250 pieces of art. And so we've been doing that, and we have music programs. We our stellar dance program is Body Shift, which has been around now for over 10 years. Which is integrated dance, which is headed up by Silva Lakanen, doing some really wonderful things there. And Eric Clow, who I think has been a volunteer at Co-op, he is our communications specialist and also our in-house musician, so he does a lot of our original music and things. We've also borrowed Susan Slattery from Co-op, so yes, we have been passing our staff back and forth, but that's because we're like-minded organizations. We serve the community. We are grassroots. We know how to do a lot with a little. And so it makes sense that the people that are attracted to Co-op are also attracted to what we do. But along the way on this journey, we did encounter some unforeseeable challenges, and the first being the passing away of our longtime staff member Lynn Johnson. And with her sudden passing, it really threw the organization into a pretty big introspective reflection on who we were, and that we really were a very small organization when it comes to staff, and that every staff had an integral part to play, and that we had become so used to working together, because at this point, April and Lynn and I in particular had been working together for 10 years or more. And so losing Lynn really made me start to look at the organization and say, okay, what are we doing? And how can we, first off, how do we grieve and honor Lynn? And then how do we move forward facing, doing things a little bit differently? So I was pleased that we created one of our artist awards for her, the Lynn Marie Johnson Media Arts Award. You also mentioned that we went through the name change. So then we did finally settle on the name ArtSpark Texas. We felt that it really represented who we are, sparking the creative in everyone. So many people that we talked to talked about us in that sort of term. They talked about us being a launch pad for people's careers, for sparking creativity, for working with people. We're not a day hab place in the sense of the word, that people don't come to us and stay with us forever. People come to us, they get inspired, they get the foundations, and then we send them off to do great things in the world.
It's difficult to change your name, but I find that you've also changed your focus, and that is to localize. Becoming ArtSpark, you have become integrated completely as part of the Austin arts scene and the community support system that we all depend upon. So again, kudos on that as well. The last part I had was, what is the pandemic doing?
Well, it's doing the same thing that it's done to everyone. We're working from home, generally, trying to maintain contact with all the folks that we work with. We have done the best of our ability at this point, moved all of our programs online. One of the effects of the pandemic is we are reaching more people through this pandemic, people that not necessarily more in numbers, but different people that we hadn't seen before, because they can come to our programs. We've always been a statewide program, but we've always had to go to them in their community, and now we can reach them through the internet. We're putting many things up on our YouTube channel. We've made our YouTube channel much more robust, which is it's just ArtSpark Texas, because we had to cancel. Our building manager came in and told us that they were locking the building down, and so that canceled right there 3 events. But the thing that it's done is we realize that we're really a facile and flexible organization. And because we work with so many different types of people with different types of disability, as well as different disciplines, we really have a lot of knowledge about how to make things accessible to everyone. And, you know, I'm proud to say that we were really the first organization to do captioning on everything that we put out there. We're doing audio description. Our audio description has gone through the roof, because that's one of the services that we provide. You know, we have, as a staff, we have really, we met that challenge. Now we're sort of stepping back and saying, okay, what do we want to keep going forward, and what will we gladly let go of when we are able to come back again in society? So we're having those conversations. But the thing that is the most troubling to me in all of this is our folks who are so isolated. So many of our people live alone, and I live alone, and it's very hard to be, you know, I'm okay, because like I said, I go out and pretend that I have friends, because I go to the office and I Zoom with my wonderful friends like you. But we have many people who are not doing that. And also we have our friends who rely on caregivers, you know, to come in and do essential work for them, to get them out of bed, to dress them, to prepare their food. And these caregivers are not paid well at all, even though there has been much action at the Capitol to try to raise the hourly rate for caregivers. It still has not been successful. So you've got someone coming in who is making a very low wage. Now our people are having to compromise and say, okay, well, you're late, you're not doing what I want you to do, you're not doing things the way I want you to do them, but like wear masks. I have some of our friends, their caregivers refuse to wear masks. And so they're putting their lives on the line. That, to me, is one of the saddest effects of all of this. I mean, we as an organization will survive. Arts Bar Texas is not going away. We're here. But I worry about the people that we work with.
It is so reassuring for me to hear the three silver linings you presented to this cloud, and that is the fact that you're adapting. The second thing is that you're learning what to take forward into the future. And obviously, that last one is that you do believe in your future, as we do. Celia, it's so wonderful to talk to you again. Best of luck with your programs. And remember that you're always welcome. You, your staff, your clients are always welcome at KOP.
Well, thank you so much. And you are always welcome when we open our doors again. Welcome to join anything and everything that we do. We really appreciate your friendship.
Can't wait to get back in the door. So, Celia, good luck. Stay safe, stay well, and stay adaptive.